Japan time on Monday, April 21st. We bring you the news from Tokyo. I'm Mark Robinson.
And I'm Hiroko Tsubai.
In our top stories, Japan's top government spokesperson has called China's seizure of a Japanese cargo ship extremely regrettable.
South Korea's government is under mounting public criticism for its handling of the ferry disaster as divers continue their search inside the sunken vessel.
And the head of Japan's Maritime Self-Defense Force has left for China for an international symposium. Now the news in detail. Japan's top government spokesperson has called China's seizure of a Japanese cargo ship extremely regrettable. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga spoke to reporters on Monday, 2 days after a Shanghai court said it had ordered the seizure of the ship, which belongs to Mitsui O.S.K. Lines. The court says the firm failed to obey its 2007 ruling, ordering Mitsui to pay compensation for the unpaid leasing fees for two ships. Those ships were used around the time of the Japan-China War, which broke out in 1937. Suga said China's move could shake the basis for normalizing bilateral diplomatic ties, as was set down in a 1972 joint statement by the two countries. He said the move may also frighten all Japanese firms doing business in China. Suga said Japan's government is deeply concerned and hopes China will take appropriate measures. He added that the government will work with Mitsui O.S.K. Lines and study how to deal with the issue.
South Korea's government is under mounting public criticism for its handling of the ferry disaster as divers continue their search inside the sunken vessel. The Sewol sank off the south coast of the country on Wednesday with 476 people on board, including more than 300 high school students. Coast Guard officials said on Monday morning that 64 people have been confirmed dead and that 238 remain missing. They said divers secured a new entryway into the ferry's dining hall early in the morning and will enter the area later in the day. Rescue workers believe many people may have been trapped in the dining hall. Criticism of the South Korean government is growing for its response to the disaster. Government officials repeatedly provided inaccurate information, such as about the number of passengers aboard and people rescued. They are also being blamed for issuing inconsistent reports on the ongoing rescue operation. South Korean newspapers slammed the government in their Monday morning editions. One carried an editorial calling the government dysfunctional. Another criticized it for not being there for the public.
South Korea's government on Sunday designated Jindo and Ansan as special disaster zones that are directly linked to the sinking of the ferry. The Sewol sank off Jindo, carrying hundreds of passengers, including high school students, from the city of Ansan. The national government provides special financial and other support to local municipalities designated as special disaster zones. The South Korean government has faced criticism for its handling of the incident. There were many discrepancies in the government's data on rescued passengers and how the search and rescue operations were being conducted.
The U.S. Navy is helping search for passengers missing from a sunken South Korean ferry. The Navy's amphibious assault ship, USS Anam Rishar, has been assigned to an area 27 kilometers from the shipwreck site. The vessel's home port is at the U.S. base in Sasebo, southwestern Japan. Helicopters from the vessel are conducting an aerial search of the area. Two U.S. unmanned submarines have also been deployed. The remotely operated vehicles will use cameras to search the third and fourth deck cabins. Many passengers are believed to be trapped there.
You're listening to NHK World, Radio Japan, in Tokyo. The head of Japan's Maritime Self-Defense Force has left for China for an international symposium. He'll be the first MSDF Chief of Staff to visit the country in 5 years, amid the current strained bilateral ties. Katsutoshi Kawano left Narita Airport near Tokyo on Monday for Qingdao. He will attend the Western Pacific Naval Symposium, which brings together top naval commanders from about 20 Pacific countries. They're expected to discuss setting up a framework on ways various countries, including Japan and China, can avert unforeseen contingencies. Kawano told NHK before leaving that setting common rules for naval vessels and aircraft would be effective. Japanese officials have been trying to set up a meeting between Kawano and Chinese Navy Commander Wu Shengli on the sidelines of the symposium. But a Chinese Navy spokesperson said on Sunday that there would be no direct talks.
Exchanges between Japan and China's maritime authorities have been stalled since the Japanese government's nationalization of the Senkaku Islands in the East China Sea in 2012. The islands are controlled by Japan but claimed by China and Taiwan. The exchanges were launched in 2004 after a Chinese nuclear-powered submarine entered Japanese waters near Okinawa Prefecture without surfacing. After that, Japan and China stepped up exchanges to dispel mutual distrust and prevent contingencies amidst China's increased maritime activities near Japan. In 2007, a Chinese naval ship made a friendly call at a Japanese port for the first time since the end of World War II. In 2008, a Japanese destroyer called at a Chinese port for the first time. The following year, naval cadets exchanged views when the Chinese training vessel Chengho visited Japan. Also in 2009, Japan's Maritime Self-Defense Force chief and China's top Navy official met in Beijing for the first talks between the leaders of each country's forces. A Chinese fishing boat collided with Japanese Coast Guard patrol vessels in the East China Sea in 2010. But this did not stop the Japanese destroyer Kirisame from visiting China's port of Qingdao in 2011. As for efforts to prevent unwanted clashes, Japanese and Chinese defense authorities agreed in June 2012 to set up a hotline and open radio channels between troops in the field. But these projects have not moved forward since Japan's nationalization of the Senkakus. Tensions are rising. In January 2013, Chinese Navy frigates locked fire control radars on a Japanese destroyer and helicopter in the East China Sea. In November 2013, China unilaterally established an air defense identification zone over a wide area of the East China Sea, including the Senkakus. Japan's Maritime Self-Defense Force has been sounding out the possibility of bilateral Navy talks with China, but prospects of a meeting appear bleak. In today's Insight, we look at the World Cup football finals to kick off in Brazil in less than 2 months. Organizers still face many challenges, such as delays in construction and building infrastructure. An increasing number of people oppose the event. We spoke with NHK's São Paulo Bureau Chief Noboru Nakashima and asked him how the stadium construction is going.
12 の試合会場のうち5つで周辺の整備などを含めて完成していません。
7 of the 12 stadiums are complete, yet the remaining 5 venues still unfinished, along with work to set up transportation infrastructure around them. The construction of venues in São Paulo and Curitiba has been particularly slow, raising concerns the work may take until just before the start of the event. So preparations are proceeding together with building work, and trial matches are being conducted with spectators in the still incomplete stands. There are also serious delays in infrastructure projects. Roads near airports and stadiums, as well as railways and bus lanes, may not be finished in time. The slow progress is raising concerns that major confusion might occur near the venues once the event kicks off.
Nakashima spoke about the massive protests last year when Brazil hosted the Football Confederations Cup, which was seen as a preview of the World Cup. We asked if there have been such protests this time.
About 1,000 people have been staging demonstrations across Brazil against the World Cup. A local opinion survey shows 48% of people support the event, while 41% are against it. But the number of opponents is rising. Many Brazilians are hoping their national team will clinch its 6th World Cup title at home. But opponents say hosting the event requires more than what Brazil can now offer. Critics say what the public really needs is better services before building lavish stadiums.
We asked Nakashima about the possible positive economic impact of the World Cup.
Benefits are being seen in some industries, including hotels and airlines, but I think they're not as great as many expected. One think tank estimates the World Cup will only push up the country's gross domestic product by 0.4% in 10 years.
Finally, we asked what may be the key to the event's success.
First of all, venue construction must be completed. It's said that Brazilians do eventually get organized for big events, so I think somehow they'll manage. Another crucial factor for success will be how well the national team performs in the tournament. Observers say that if the squad meets public expectations by winning the World Cup, the country will be united and this will help boost consumption. The Brazilian economy now ranks 7th in the world and its influence is growing. As many as 450 Japanese affiliated firms are said to have moved into the country. They're hoping to cash in on the vast economy, so hopes are running high on the benefits of the Cup.
That was NHK's São Paulo Bureau Chief Noboru Nakashima in today's Insight.
A lead researcher in a controversial stem cell study has submitted additional documents to counter allegations that she fabricated data in her team's articles. Haruko Owokata submitted the new documents to Japan's Riken Institute, where she works. The documents supplement her objections against Riken. An in-house panel there concluded on April 1st that Owokata has fabricated photos that purportedly provide crucial proof that staph cells can be grown into any kind of tissue. Owokata says that it was by mistake that she used photos from her previous study. But she says in the newly submitted document that the use of the wrong photos does not amount to fabrication because she has the correct data. The panel said it looked through her laboratory notebooks but could not determine where the photos came from. Owokata's lawyer says his client's notebooks contain about 100 pages of description about the correct photos. The lawyer also says the dates of the descriptions cover a period of about 1 year, and that both he and Owokata have confirmed that the images are authentic. Owokata reportedly told her lawyer that she wants Riken officials to read her new documents thoroughly and conduct a fresh probe into the allegations. The panel says it will use the new documents as a reference in deciding whether or not to carry out a new investigation.
Next, Tokyo markets. On the Tokyo Foreign Exchange Market on Monday evening, the yen fell against the U.S. dollar by 0.13 yen from Friday evening. At 5 p.m. local time, the dollar was traded at 102.53 to 102.55 yen. the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues dropped on Monday. It was down by 3.89 yen from Friday's close to end the day session at 14,512.38.
Finally, another look at the top stories this hour. Japan's top government spokesperson has called China's seizure of a Japanese cargo ship extremely regrettable. South Korea's government is facing mounting public criticism for its handling of the ferry disaster as divers continue their search inside the sunken vessel. And the head of Japan's Maritime Self-Defense Force has left for China for an international symposium. And that was the news from NHK World, Radio Japan, in Tokyo. I'm Mark Robinson.
And I'm Hiroko Sanai.
Hello and welcome to Radio Japan Focus. From studios at NHK in Tokyo, I'm Fumiko Kunoe. Every Monday, we bring you a series of Easy Japanese. Your hosts, Michelle Yamamoto and Jeff Otto, will be presenting numerous expressions that you'll find useful in a wide variety of situations, be it business or private. The main character in the series is a Vietnamese businessman called Kong. After transfer to the Tokyo headquarters of a Japanese home electric appliance maker, he'll try to get accustomed to his new life and learn the Japanese language. During the 10-minute program, you'll be able to learn many business-related words and expressions. And you'll also be able to learn Japanese customs and cultures. We do hope you'll have fun learning Japanese through today's program. Today, we have lesson 3. Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jeff Otto.
The main character of Easy Japanese is Kuang from Vietnam. We want to study useful expressions in various situations with him.
We also have a section called Jotatsu no Kotsu, in which you get a deeper knowledge about Japanese culture.
Today we're going to learn how to say yes and no.
Yes and no are translated as hai and ie in Japanese, right?
Perfect, that's right, Jeff. Today's basic expression is yes, I understand.
Hai, wakarimashita.
Hai basically means yes, and wakarimashita is the past tense of the verb wakarimasu, meaning understand.
Now that we know the basic expression, let's listen to today's skit. Miss Yamada, Kuang's supervisor, has been explaining to him about the daily workflow.
As she is checking today's schedule, she suddenly remembers there is an important meeting. Let's listen to lesson 3.
ありました。場所はどこですか？
Did you catch the basic expression? Now we'll explain the phrases in the skit. Kuang-san, ちょっと.
Kuang, do you have a moment?
Miss Yamada addresses Kuang politely as Kuang-san. Chotto is often used to address colleagues or friends, but it is not polite enough for addressing seniors. Chotto basically means a little. It's a short form of chotto. So, 時間をください Literally meaning, please give me a little time. Here, it means, do you have a moment?
Hi.
Yes.
In this case, hi means that you're listening to the other person.
今日、これから会議があります。
Today, there's a meeting starting from now.
今日 means today, and これから means from now. 会議 is a meeting, and が is a particle following the subject. あります is a verb to express presence, equivalent to there is or there are, but it's only used for inanimate things. The verb います is used to express the presence of animate things, such as people, animals, and fish. So for example, Yamada-san ga imasu means there is Miss Yamada, or Miss Yamada is here.
I see. So different verbs are used depending on whether things are alive or not.
That's right. As we heard, today is kyo, tomorrow is asta.And yesterday is 昨日。
出てください。
Please attend it.
出て is imperative form of the verb 出ます, which means attend. It's formed by changing the ます ending to て. ください is a polite imperative expression meaning please. If you change from the ます ending of the verb to てand add ください, it forms てください, which means please do.
はい、わかりました。
Yes, I understand. That's today's basic expression. Michelle, if you give a negative answer using いいえ, you also have to use a negative form of the verb, don't you?
That's a very good point. In this lesson,I want to teach you about negative verb forms as well. To make a verb negative, you change the ます ending to ません. So, わかります becomes わかりません.
Now, it's time for some practice. I'll give it a try.
Let's practice making verbs negative then. 来る is 来ます.So please try making the negative form of this sentence. He comes.
彼は来ます。
I think it's 彼は来ません。
Well done! In the negative form, ます becomes ません。So he doesn't come is 彼は来ません。Now let's listen to the next line of the skit.
場所はどこですか?
Where is it being held?
場所 means place. And in this case, it refers to the place where the meeting is being held. どこですか? Means where is it? So when you want to know a location or where things are,You can say, わ、どこですか?
Now, we move on to 上達のコツ。Today, we'll tell you about a way of refusing something which is commonly used by the Japanese.
The Japanese attach great importance to harmony in human relationships. So we tend to avoid refusing offers or invitations sharply.Because it might damage a relationship with others. For example, when you're offered some kind of food you don't like, you first of all show appreciation to the other person's offer by saying, ありがとうございます, meaning thank you very much. And then, you can refuse the offer using an evasive answer, such as, ちょっと, meaning, thanks, but not now.This ちょっと is a very useful expression because you can use it not only for calling someone but also for refusing something. Euphemistic expressions are often used in business situations. An expression that is frequently used to refuse a business deal with a client is 検討してみます. Although 検討してみます basically means I will consider. It implies the nuance of please don't expect a good answer. Now let's practice today's basic expression once again. Please repeat after the sample.
はい、わかりました。
And let's review today's grammar points. We studied how to use はい, both for answering and confirming. The negative form of a verb is made by changing the ます ending to ません. And when you want to know where something is, you ask はどこですか?
Now, let's listen to today's skit again.
Well, that brings us to the end of lesson 3.
Today, we learned some expressions using height. Next time, we'll learn how to ask the time. We look forward to the next episode.
Sayonara!
You're listening to NHK World Radio Japan, broadcasting from Tokyo. Here is a frequency notice. English language programs are broadcast 5 times a day at 5 hours UTC on 5.975 and 11.970 MHz. At 10 hours on 9.625. At 12 hours on 11.740. At 14 hours on 11.705 and 15.735. And at 18 hours on 9.755 MHz. We are always pleased to receive your comments and suggestions. You can send us a message online by pointing your browsers to our website and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
Hello world.